Good morning and welcome back to another edition of KSL Outdoors Radio, live today from historic Ruby's Inn, just outside the front gates of Bryce Canyon National Park. What a beautiful day, too. The sun is just starting to come up. Matter of fact, it's got the cover to the fireplace we're sitting in front of all lit up over there, which is kind of a nice touch for us this morning. Tim Hughes along with Russ Smith. What are you looking at?
Well, it is coming right in through the window, isn't it?
It is.
It's almost like they planned it that way. And looking for the spotlight
here. And maybe they did. Yeah. We are joined here. Bob Grove is still sitting in with us, but we are joined by Kerry Decio. Did I get that right?
You got it right.
Perfect. From the Ruby's Campground, which I guess is just a stone's throw up the road toward the park, right?
It is. We're about a quarter mile past Ruby's Inn on the same side of the road as you're going into Bryce Canyon.
Tell everybody about the campground. I wasn't all that familiar with it. I know we've driven by it, both
sure.
on ATVs a couple of years ago and, of course, going in and out of the park. But some people take that option and may feel safer right now in their own tent.
Absolutely. It's a great way to travel, especially during these times. We have RV sites, lots of big rig, pull-through, full hookup RV sites, tent sites. We've got a few cabins, and we have Native American teepees. Everything gets sanitized and cleaned. We're trying to keep everybody safe up here. But the nice thing about camping is you have your own equipment.
Yeah. The other thing about camping, guys, is that if you're going camping, you know you're going to get dirty, right? That's part of the attraction to it.
Speak for yourself.
I mean, the kids have got to play outside the tent and just enjoy the campfire.
It's been so long.
Cooking outside.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
I hear Russ's idea of camping is the atrium at the Marriott.
Yeah, there you go.
Actually, as long as somebody else is paying for it.
Yeah,
now,
correct.
Now you're getting to know him better. Yeah. But you said, just like Ruby's, when the park opened, it was like turning the switch on, the lights on. All of a sudden, people started to arrive, even though you had some people trickling through, I think, even before.
We had a few, but it's definitely gotten busier since the park opened, which is great. It's a perfect time to be here. The weather's beautiful, and the park isn't very busy. We are getting busier, which is good for us, but during the week, it's not bad at all.
That's a point we wanted to make, too. This is the second weekend. Bryce just opened a week ago, but busier, obviously, on the weekend than it is on weekdays. And with some people not at work these days, if they're thinking about coming down, maybe the option would be to come down Monday through Thursday.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's a great time to be here. The crowds are thin. Like Lance was talking about, there's lots of opportunities to see the canyon, go hiking. It's a time like no other. We don't have the international crowd, and camping is my choice. It's a great family activity. We just did it ourselves last weekend with our own family, and Ruby's Campground's a great place to do that, too.
I would imagine, too, that it's sort of built for social distancing, even before social distancing was cool, right? I mean, the different RV slots are... Yeah. Well spaced out over there, I'm sure.
They are, yes. It's a great way to social distance and to get out and get and see the outdoors. You know, in this time of the year when it's still crisp in the morning and it's beautiful. I drove up here today and I saw some pronghorns fighting along the highway. And you know, we have a lot of deer in the campground. And you know, the park is only less than a mile from our campground, so we're right there. There's a paved multi-use trail that goes into the canyon right from our campground as well.
Nice. It's always remember when you're in this area that, especially in the summer when it's hot down on the Escalante and stuff, camp up here in Bryce.
Yeah.
Because you get nice cool nights.
I was going to mention too, aren't the campgrounds currently closed inside the park?
They are, yes.
So this is the best opportunity for camping right now.
It is, yes. And we have, I know we have a lot of people out there that like to bring their own tent, and we have lots of tent areas for that with all the amenities that they could want as far as hot showers and bathrooms and everything.
How big of a rig can you get in there?
Anything you can throw at us.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah. We've got some really, really large sites.
So 40-footers, 35-footers?
Absolutely. 40-foot class
A's. Are they pull-through? Or?
Most of our sites are pull-through, yes.
Nice. That keeps you from, you know, ending up in the divorce court when your wife is trying to help you back in.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell I used to be a trailer owner, can't you? But what a great opportunity right now. And then you still have access to come over to Ruby's to have dinner in the restaurant or go to the gift shop or just about anything there, too.
Yes, it's just a short walk from the campground or a drive. A lot of people do that, and we have so many people that just enjoy being here and having access to the park and all the amenities of Ruby's Inn with the swimming pool and the hot tub and all the, like you said, the general store and the restaurant.
What's your suggestion for people as far as reservations go?
They definitely should call us or go online. They can go to rubysinn.com and click on the campground link or go to brycecanyoncampgrounds.com. They can call us, and we can take care of them that way. But I really would suggest it's getting busier, so we would need reservations.
And we're talking $35 a night for a tent spot?
Yeah, $35 to $40 for a tent site, about $50 for an RV site starting out.
What a great thing. Yeah. For $100, you could stay three nights. And my guess is a lot of people probably bring their side-by-sides or their ATVs down, too.
They do. We've got access to the trailhead of the Great Western Trail not far from the campground. They can just go across the street and go out and ride all day.
Yeah. Remember the border-to-border we were on? After we passed through, we took a road out that direction. I'm sure we went right around the backside of the campground.
Right.
And we stopped along the road and hiked up a little hill.
Yeah.
And we were right on top of the Red Rock, which was amazing. Bob, I don't know if you know where that spot is down there.
What's the name of the lake right over here?
Tropic Reservoir.
Tropic Reservoir.
Down, it was south of that and kind of west area.
Yeah, I haven't been on that trail yet. Now I have to.
Yeah. It's a great road.
Oh, it was fantastic. Some of the best pictures we took of the entire trip, I think, were that day. And it when I say up a little hill, it was literally about 10 or 12 feet to get off the road and just walk up right into the Red Rock, which was fantastic.
Yeah, they frowned on us taking the ATVs into the national park. So.
Yeah. Well, they've heard about you. Well, that is the problem.
Don't do that.
Okay. Yeah. Let's not get into that at all.
If you see Russ's picture at the front gate, ask questions about why they're looking for the guy. Carrie, if they want to get a hold of a camp spot, phone call, website, what's the best way to go about it?
We can do either. Go online to rubysinn.com or give us a call. The number, the direct line is 435-834-5301. We'd be happy to help you. We've got a good staff right now, and we're trying to welcome people to Bryce Canyon again.
And doing what you can, too. I know once they get there to socially distance everybody and get them checked in right there at the front so they're not in big bunches of people.
Absolutely. Under normal circumstances, we'd be giving everybody a hug, but we're not doing that right now.
All right, buddy. Thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bob, there are so many stories like this out there of opportunities. You know, we talk about the lodges. We talk about the people that have a developed lodge of some kind or a small inn. But there's also opportunities like this where national forest lands are going to be struggling, I would think, in some cases, to get people to come out.
Yeah, well, unless you're coming to St. George, hasn't been the case. But, yeah, you know, well, yesterday is an example. While Mark and I were on the trail, we ran into quite a few people, mostly from Nevada and California. And they were, with the exception of a couple, were all camping. They wanted to be outdoors. I mean, they haven't been allowed to in these areas yet. It sounds like they're starting to open up.
Unless you're in Los Angeles.
We call it the Corona refugees.
Yeah, there you go. But, yeah, there's we have a lot of areas here where available for camping. But, you know, I think the perception, and perception is reality in the mind of most people, that, no, you can't. And as we're learning, that more and more is opening up now, and there's so many great places to get into the open space.
Yeah. We're going to try and talk more about those. I mentioned that the Dixie National Forest Powell District Ranger Chris Wehrle will join us, and we'll talk more about some of those places where you can throw down a tent and enjoy a couple of nights under the stars. Got to take a break here. When we come back, we'll head to Garfield County Tourism. I'm going to guess you know this director, yay?
I know Fallon very well.
Fallon Owens will join us. So Bob's going to stay a part of the conversation as we return live from Ruby's Inn just outside the gates of Bryce Canyon National Park. Let me give you the website again for Ruby's. prices really, Lance said, about half of what they normally would be this time of year. Good availability for you, too, and great food, by the way. We had a nice dinner at the restaurant last night. 1-800-468-8660, or just look them up online at rubiesinn.com. We'll have more when we come back here on KSL.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
Welcome back to KSL Outdoors Radio. Pleasure to have you with us as we continue our broadcast live this morning from Ruby's Inn. On a beautiful morning, by the way, just outside Bryce Canyon National Park. Bob Grove is with us, Tim and Russ. And we are joined by the director, I believe, of the Garfield County Tourism Office. That is Fallon Owens. Fallon, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks so much for getting up early to join us this morning. I guess you know this Bob Grove guy, huh?
Yeah, I've heard of him a few times. So, yeah.
Hey, hi, Fallon.
Hey, Bob.
We talk about Garfield County. Some people may not realize all of the tourism-type stuff there is to do in Garfield County. Give us just a bullet point list.
Oh, my gosh. Garfield County is huge. So we go from Panguitch Lake, Bryce Canyon in between, three state parks, a lot of the Grand Staircase National Monument, and it goes clear over to the north part of Lake Powell. So it's pretty broad, and there's a lot to see.
I think Tickaboo is one that you actually do some work with. It's also in Garfield,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, Tickaboo is in Garfield County, and we work closely with Fallon. She's awesome. I got to tell you, I work with a lot of tourism directors throughout the Intermountain region, and Fallon's at the top of her game. She does a great job for the county.
Tell me, as you look at this year, this strange situation we find ourselves in, Fallon, what's the conversation between your office and all those that depend on tourism right now?
Oh, this has been so crazy. We've been riding such a high with tourism lately, and we really didn't expect that this would be what kind of changed the perspective of things. But I feel like everyone in our area has just it's been amazing to watch how creative people have been able to get to try to keep businesses open, to try to keep serving the public. It's really incredible. And we have some great partners that have really stepped up and tried to make things happen. So even though it's not what we expected, we'll survive.
Yeah. We try and make that point on a regular basis on our show, Utah's Morning News, Monday through Friday, that several things. First of all, on the other side of this storm that we're in at the moment, which seems to be subsiding some here, which we're all thankful for, we're going to learn new ways of helping each other. We're going to have a new appreciation for the things that we used to take for granted. And that might just be getting the opportunity to come to some place like Bryce Canyon and be out under the stars and take a look at that and not, you know, take it for granted anymore in our lives that we have those opportunities.
Right. Absolutely. It's interesting. I went to Bryce Canyon the other day, and it's very rare that you get to see it with very few people in the park. So it's a different experience. And I would say if people haven't seen it like that, they should definitely take advantage of the fact that some of these parks are going to be a little slower for a little while and really get out into your own backyard and explore and see what everyone's coming to see.
Yeah, Fallon, Mark Wade and I were in the park yesterday, and we were looking at each other and going, this is surreal. I mean, when's the last time we've been in Bryce Canyon in the middle of May and the two of us were the only ones out at Inspiration Point. And I said, I mean, we can go back to I don't know how many decades since it's been that. So I would say right now, this is a golden opportunity to come and visit the park. And it was such great rates here at Ruby's Inn.
Yeah, I agree.
One of the I shared a couple of my favorite experiences here at Ruby's and Bryce Canyon. One that I didn't mention was the opportunity we took a couple of years ago to bring a kid that I actually got to know. I say kid, he's probably 30 years old now, but I got to know when I was working the Olympics in Beijing, China. Lived in China, obviously over there with pollution and light pollution and everything else. He'd never seen the stars. We took him out to Inspiration Point, and we sat there, and, you know, it's dark. I mean, when you get out there, you better have a flashlight or something. But he was in awe. He didn't want to come back to the room because he'd never seen anything like it. And even kids that have grown up in highly populated areas, Salt Lake City, they think they've seen the stars until they come down and do it.
We have that experience when we were bringing high school kids down here every year. They've never traveled in Utah. They've traveled everywhere else, but never in Utah, and they've never seen stars until they came down here. Yeah.
Is the message from Garfield County the same one we're talking about here, that this might be the rarest of opportunities to come and experience these things, not only at a cost savings, but to not have to deal with the crowds?
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's a totally different experience, and it's likely one that we won't see for a long time. So
we can only hope.
Yeah. We don't want to go through this.
We don't want to do this a lot, no.
We've mentioned Tikaboo and Lake Powell, which is on everybody's radar. We've mentioned Bryce Canyon. What are some of the places that you would recommend for people to come and explore in Garfield County?
So if you're an ATV enthusiast, Kingwich is a perfect location to just kind of get out into the mountains and drive around and see some great stuff. Escalante area is incredible. It's kind of the base camp for the Grand Staircase National Monument. So plenty of things to do down there to see and explore, and lots of social distancing opportunities there as well. So,
well, and Bob, you know this. You don't necessarily have to have your own machines, too. There's usually lots of opportunity for rentals in those areas.
Yeah, there's a lot of outfitters throughout the area where you can rent a machine, and off-roading in Garfield County is just phenomenal. I mean, you talk about a lot of the other areas of the state, but the off-road trails here are really, if you want to see scenery especially, some of the most scenic trails in the state. But, you know, I don't know if you mentioned that, Fallon happens to be sitting on one of the few all-American roads in the nation, Highway 12.
Right.
Highway 12,
Scenic Byway 12, and it could be a national park itself, honestly, the things that you see off of it.
Pretty much is. That's one of the top 10 roads in the world to travel on a motorcycle.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Yeah. I told my wife yesterday, and we've made that turn many times off of Highway 89 onto Highway 12, but as soon as you make that first turn into Red Canyon, we have the ability to talk to each other back and forth on the motorcycle, and I just said, it's amazing. I mean, it never gets old when you make that first turn and you see the first bunch of red rock.
You know, when I have my tours coming through here, I'm coming down Highway 12 on the way to Bryce. When I get to Bryce, of course, we're leaving that to, you know, the Bryce is the cap of the trip. But I have to turn around and shut everybody's jaws.
I'm
you know,
sure.
All their jaws are all gaping open, you know, from coming through that drive.
Fallon, we're out of time. can you give them a website where they can find some quick information about Garfield County?
Yep, it's BryceCanyonCountry.com, and we're trying to keep that as updated as we can so people know where they can eat and stay during this time with everyone changing hours and changing guidelines.